G'day, it's Sunday the 17th of April 2016. There was a time in Australia when you could rely on journals of record to run pieces that were worthy of being recorded. In other words, news that was fair dinkum, that was based on a leak, a document, some sort of evidence that would, as journalists say, that would stack up when you tested it. Today, Fairfax is run with the flimsiest of justifications, a terrible smear on Australia's special forces. These guys have done more than the heavy lifting. That's a hackneyed phrase. They've been at the sharp end, another one. But they've been deployed on continuous rotations in the Middle East, fighting an evil, nasty Islamist enemy, fighting its improvised explosive devices, fighting with civilians in amongst the Islamist fighters. It's a horrible, horrible war. The most difficult of circumstances that you could imagine sending a person to do battle in. And our Special Forces soldiers have acquitted themselves spectacularly well. Rest in peace, the 40 Australian who are dead, Australians who have been killed in action in the Middle East. But Fairfax also wants to kill the reputation, wants to kill the esprit de corps, wants to kill the driving force that puts our men into harm's way, reliant on each other, and allows them to come home with pride and to think that they've done a job well, and that they've done it for their nation, and that they've done it with the support of their nation. This smear campaign today by Fairfax is based on the flimsiest of evidence. Hearsay stories, unsubstantiated. My God. There was a time when an Australian newspaper with pride in itself would not have run that sort of rubbish. But Fairfax has form, going back to Captain Andrew Hastie, smearing his reputation. Why? Because he was Tony Abbott's pick to go into Canning for that by-election after the death of Don Randall. It also has form going back 3 years, as we reported extensively at the time. Fairfax ran a report accusing Australia's Defence Force of participation in genocide in West Papua. Now, God knows, I've visited West Papua, Irian Jaya. It's a tense place. The Indonesian military, certainly when I was there in the 90s, ran the place with an iron fist, as they said in their own language. We had soldiers there on a mapping exercise in the 1970s. One Australian Air Force officer was killed at the time in a helicopter crash. But the Fairfax report about this alleged genocide is based on nothing more than an activist's publication and an Australian activist presented as a journalist. We weren't told by Fairfax that this person was an activist, actually a partisan participating on the side of one of the parties, and that is the, quote, human rights organisation out of Hong Kong. Fairfax presented her reports as though they were just straight-out journalism. That was picked up by the SBS, picked up by the ABC, picked up by the usual suspects on the left, and for days, a series of reports that made the most serious allegation that can be made against military forces, and that is that they participated in genocide, in the extermination of an ethnic group. They ran for days, and they ran with the flimsiest of counter-arguments, almost a begrudging, yeah, well, okay, there's no evidence of it, but, you know, we feel justified in writing what we did. Now, a big part of the problem that I'm talking about here relates to the installation of select military officers as the heads of our various services and the chiefs, the overall chief of the Defence Force, by the Gillard government. That resulted in Stephen Smith, with his various investigations into this alleged putrid culture within defence, resulted in the appointment of people like Mona Shindy as the Islamic advisor for the Navy. It resulted in, therefore, subsequent actions like sending her offsider to Saudi Arabia, for God's sakes, to participate in a Quran recitation competition. The Quran is the basis on which our Islamist enemy is motivated to kill us. What the hell are we doing going to the centre of Islam Central, where they lop people's heads off, where homosexuality results in people being killed? What are we doing sending our military people there to recite the friggin' Quran, the basis on which our enemy lines up against us? Now, because those people were installed and owed their career promotion to the Gillard government, a culture was installed within the Australian Defence Force as well. General David Morrison is a classic example of that. It's almost Pavlov's dogs in action here with Morrison. He gets into the job. He makes a couple of comments about diversity and gender and the sort of shit that Gillard, etc. thought was the most compelling, pressing priority for the Defence Force. And he receives favourable feedback. He does it again. The feedback gets better. He makes bigger speeches. He gets more feedback. "I'm doing a wonderful job," says he. He does that YouTube video and my God, he's a celebrity around the globe. Up there with the depth and intellectual rigour of people like Bono or Bob Geldof. Well, our Australian Defence Forces deserve better than a culture where that sort of crap is rewarded. We need fighting men and women. We need courage and esprit de corps. And they need to know that they have our support. Fairfax is doing its best to white anthem, and it needs to be exposed for this horrible campaign.